This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. An indoor mask mandate takes effect in Denver today. The city joins other metro area counties in requiring masks as COVID numbers keep rising. Concertgoers in Grand Junction will have to wear masks and be vaccinated against coronavirus starting December 10th. CPR's Dina Sieg has more on that move by the Grand Junction Symphony Orchestra.
This kind of policy is common on the Front Range, but few arts organizations in western Colorado require vaccines or masks. Charles Latshaw, the musical director for the Grand Junction Symphony Orchestra, says someone had to take the first step.
I think a lot of us have been waiting for, you know, some bigger group to make such a decision. And the GJSO is the largest arts organization in the region, and so we're very proud to be leading on this.
Players are already required to either be vaccinated or undergo weekly tests and wear masks when feasible. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Higher prices have made it harder for Colorado food banks giving out food for Thanksgiving. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The Servicios de la Raza Community Center in Denver gave away 300 turkeys and other bagged food at an event earlier this week. Coordinator Juanita Montoya was quick to point out the price differences.
Stuffing went from 89 cents a box to $1.89 a box. So that's how varied the prices are this year from last year.
Normally, the organization relies on donations, but this year they had to apply for a grant from a statewide nonprofit to help meet the need.
We were fortunate with our grant, and so we're able to feed a lot more people.
She says they plan to do another round of fundraising ahead of the organization's annual Christmas drive. Matt Bloom, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org.